This is tape two with Eugene Perry, April 16th, 1996.
I do want to say that I think Bob Huntley was a great president. He was the right man at the right place.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask you that.
He was great. He meant a lot to us. You know, we did a lot of protests, and we even took over his office one time in a dispute that we had on campus. And he was cool. We came in, he said, "What do you want?" We said, "We're going to take over your office." And he said, "Fine." And he went home. You know, he went home. But we could always go to him. That's one thing I liked about Wash Lake. I could go to the president of the university and say, "I want to talk to you," or make an appointment. And he would see me. I didn't make a habit of it. But he would listen to us. You know what I mean? And you can't beat that. When the top man is, at least he will listen and will make a fair decision. Because sometimes he would tell us we were wrong. You know, and why don't you let me work on this? And why don't you, let's slow down? You know what I mean? Because he was a great leader. That's what he was. Because we were going to him with some strange requests. I mean, you know, we were right. We weren't always right. Just because we were a minority, we weren't always right. And he had a way of separating, you know, the good from the bad and the ugly. He did a very good job of that. And I always admired him. If I had a company, I'd make him the CEO.
Well, that's what Sidney Lewis did.
That's right. I'd have done the same thing. And I always admired him and his integrity, his sense of fairness, and his sense of humor, you know. And the fact that we would go in there and we'd make him smoke a whole pack of cigarettes while we were in there. But I remember when they were going to name the Chavis House. And they didn't ask us, the black alumni, what we thought of that. I mean, we didn't know who this guy was. I mean, it was some black guy, I guess, that went to school there hundreds of years ago. And they did it on purpose, again, not wanting to make a stand. They could have named that house after Margie Poindexter, anybody. They could have asked us who we wanted to name the house after. I mean, ostensibly it was our house for us. But they gave it this name of this guy because they didn't want to offend somebody, okay? But the students there, because of they went along with that. You know, I will not go in the house. You know,
tell me what the Chavis House is.
I don't know what it is. It's supposed to be a house for minority students. Mm-hmm. That's where they stay. I believe they have pictures there of some of us, some of the alumni who've gone there. You know, I don't know. I know when they were having a dedication, I was actually in Lexington. There were a lot of us in Lexington. I think somebody was getting married in Roanoke. We were there, but we wouldn't go. You know, because it was stupid. They didn't ask us about it. And they had some lady there, you know, who thought she was doing the right thing. She changed, got rid of the name Student Association for Black Unity. And what do they call them now? The minority thing? There's some, what are they? They're minorities now. So what is a minority? Which minority are you talking about? You know, she wanted to take the emphasis off black, you know, because we're all in this together. But what you find out when you leave school is that we're not all in this together. You know what I mean? When you go for a job, you're black, you're what you are. And you have to deal with that. You know what I mean? So that effort to be somewhat colorblind, I mean, I think that's a farce. She does that because she doesn't want those kids to stand up and be what they are. She doesn't want anybody protesting. She doesn't want them to be activists. You know what I mean? I don't think that's what Robert E. Lee would want. I think he'd want you to come there and be a man, be a woman, be what you are, but be honest. You know, you have some integrity. You have your beliefs. You know, you be the best that you can be, but you are what you are. You know, I don't think that's what he would want.
Now, you say they didn't ask your opinion. What was your role being on the alumni board?
You know, I think that actually happened just as I got on the board. You know, I mean, I was asked my opinion. I told them I didn't like it. You know, I thought it was a cop-out. you know. I told them in an alumni meeting, I said it was a cop-out to do that. There were some other names that you could have found. It could have been Martin Luther King for all I know. But who was this guy? And what, I mean, they found him in history someplace. They did it on purpose. They didn't want that house to have any real meaning. It's a cop-out. And you look at the people who built Washington, they didn't, you don't build a school like that with cowards and people who want to take the easy way out. You build schools and institutions and businesses like that with some integrity, some people to have something, not like that. So that doesn't represent me and my group at all, you know, and I, you know, I will not go in there because it doesn't mean anything. They wanted to mean something. They could have put Margie Poindexter's name on it. It would have meant something, not only to us, but the community. It would say, wow, Washington and Lee recognizes the contribution of a black person, a real black person, not somebody that stumbled on the campus 150 years ago that they admitted into the school, that they had forgotten about them until they dragged him up for this, you know. And I don't mean to be disrespectful to his family, but that's the way I see it. That's the way it is, you know. If I win the lottery, I'll give them a building and put somebody's name on it, you know. But it won't be somebody I know. It'll have some meaning. It has no meaning. Mm-hmm. And the lady that's there now, she wants it that way. Anise McLeod, she wants it that way. And they like having people like that around, okay?
So
it's time for me to go.
Okay, all right. Thank you. This has been really wonderful. Mm-hmm. I could keep asking you questions for hours.
I have a lot to say.
But you have given me loads and loads and loads of time, and I'm really grateful.